Hey everyone, I finally did it. I sucked it up and I waited in line to try Trill Burgers, and it was really, really good. This also got me thinking that there's a lot of good burgers to pick from around H-Town, so I wanted to play back an episode from earlier this year with co-founder of Trill Burgers, Nick Scherfield, of the best burgers you need to try. It's Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanli, and here's what Houston's talking about. Man, this is a long time coming. One of my oldest friends here in the city of Houston, Nick Scherfield. Welcome into CityCast Houston, man.
Thank you, Raheel. I'm very excited to be on your show, man. I've been a big fan of yours and friend of yours, like you said, back since your 1560 the game days.
Yeah.
I was interning for the Texans in 2007. You were one of the first people to ever put me on the radio. So very honored to be a guest on your show.
Man, I am so pumped to have you on. And we mentioned, you know, you are the co-founder of Trill Burgers, Bun B's latest project. So you've done a lot of cool stuff traveling with Bun, taste testing Trill Burgers with everyone. So the first question I have for you, who's the most famous person you've met while working on the Trill Burgers project?
Oh, man. It really is crazy and kind of mind-blowing to me, the amount of people that we've met, the caliber. So I'm racking my brain right now. I would say most recently it was Ludacris. And obviously, it's crazy because now he's maybe more famous for being in the Fast and the Furious movies than he is with his music. I grew up listening to his music. And Ludacris came by the store, did a video that went viral. We went to Miami to DJ Khaled's house.
Yeah.
And DJ Khaled was exactly like you see him in all his videos. He said, "We the best," and another one a few times just in normal conversation. We've met Travis Scott a few times as well. But one of the coolest ones for me, hands down, was Ken Griffey Jr. I know you are a big sports guy. I grew up in Seattle area till I was about 7 years old. And it's my favorite athlete of all time. I was super starstruck the first time I met him. Got pretty awkward, I thought, but Bun told me I was okay. He's seen people do a lot worse. So that definitely, for me, is at the top.
Man, that is awesome. That is so cool to hear. We'll talk a little bit more about Trill Burgers throughout our list and, of course, at the end. But before we jump into our best guide of Houston burgers, what makes a good burger for you?
What makes a good burger for me? I think it's all about the patty. You know, and the flavor of that. Also, I mean, the bun goes a long way. And that's something that we've definitely found with Trill Burgers, something I've noticed with some of the other burgers that I'm excited to talk to you about, you know, that texture. But for me, I personally prefer a burger that you can really eat, you know, with your hands, with one hand.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the fork and knife, all that. There's different strokes for different folks. You know, everybody likes something different, but I like a little bit more of the, you know, the handheld, easy to digest type of burger.
All right. So my perfect burger is, I don't like lettuce, tomatoes. I don't want any vegetables on my burger. I just want patty, some cheese, mayo, and maybe another sauce if it's, you know, part of the burger. So I keep it simple.
I can definitely relate to that. You know, when I was a kid, going to McDonald's a lot, I would always just get a plain double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That was my thing. And if they ever put on pickles or ketchup or anything like that, it literally ruined the burger for me. So I've since evolved a little bit. I don't love mayonnaise, but I like the simple burgers, although there's some really innovative burgers that I can get behind as well.
All right, so we have a few categories here. We're going to jump right into it. Now that you know what makes a good burger for both of us, we'll be giving out some suggestions. So the first one I want to jump into is the best quick burger, okay? It doesn't have to be Whataburger. It doesn't have to be fast food. Just somewhere where you can go in and you know in 15 minutes or less, you can get your burger, get out, eat it, and you're good to go. So best quick burger. What do you got, Nick?
I'm gonna defer on this one. I would like to hear your take on this first because this is one of the categories I've been having the hardest time with, actually, Raheel. So
yeah.
I'm going to flip the script and turn it around to you.
Yeah, I got a good one for you. Mine is out in Stafford, Tornado Burger, which is an institution for those of you who haven't been to Tornado Burger yet. They make a spicy patty and they've got the, you know, the usual sauces and all that good stuff. But the burger that I'm picking from Tornado Burger is their spicy Greek burger. And it is so good, man. And you can get in, get out. through that drive-through line in under 5 minutes sometimes. You can also just sit there and eat and relax. You got the games on at the place as well. So I can't recommend them enough for best quick burger.
I like that a lot. You know, a place that I really like, it might be pushing a little bit on the 15 minutes, but you could get it and take it to go. That I think is very underrated is actually FM Kitchen off of Washington and Shepherd, or Center Street and Shepherd. They have an amazing burger. It's kind of a smaller style burger, like a Shake Shack style with the potato roll bun and all that. That for me, if you're thinking of something fast, casual, quick and easy, is definitely one of my go-tos in Houston.
That's a really good one. All right, let's go to our next category. We're going to stay on the quick, but also look at chain restaurants. Okay, we have a lot of chain restaurants. We don't hate them that much in Houston. It's cool. It's fine. They do a good job. I know we want to keep it local, but we've got to get the best chain restaurant burger. What do you got for us?
I'm going to get killed for this, and I already know it. But if we're looking at chains, I mean, the obvious answer, I think, would be Whataburger. And kill me for this, hate me for this, but you know, I went to college in Los Angeles. I'm an In-N-Out guy, man. I love In-N-Out. And I would say if I got to pick a chain, you know, there's Shake Shack, there's Five Guys. You know, there are a number of them to choose from. I'm going In-N-Out, double-double, animal style every time.
There you go. See, I'm not going to hate you too much. And I think we might get double the hate because I'm with you. Like if I had to pick In-N-Out or Whataburger, I'm going In-N-Out. All right. You got to either go to Stafford or Katy to get your In-N-Out fix here in the city of Houston. But I'm close to Katy, so you know what? It's okay for me.
Okay.
So I'm with you. But for the chain restaurant for me, I'm going Shake Shack. I think that Shake Shack burger is consistently the best burger for a chain restaurant. They are constantly adding new menu items as well and changing up their basic burger. They'll add on, you know, the truffle burger every once in a while as well. I just love it. And I love hitting up the spot in Rice University area because then you can walk around afterwards as well and burn off some of those calories. You can also go get some good ice cream right next door. So I'm going to Shake Shack.
Well, I'm glad you said that and we didn't stick to just In-N-Out because I think that would be very sacrilegious for, you know, a Houston podcast.
Yeah.
But I love Shake Shack. I do love getting Shake Shack at Minute Maid Park at Astros games out in center field. That is a very nice addition to the stadium there. That's definitely up there for me as well.
All right, let's go to the, you can only find this in H-Town burger, something so unique to our city only. I'll go first with a drive. You got to make this drive out to the Seabrook area. I'm going Tukey's. I don't know if you've ever had Tukey's burgers, but it is so good. It closed after one of the hurricanes. It is now open. It is always packed. And it's just an old school burger that will hit the spot every time. You've got thick patties, you've got the perfectly melted cheese, you've got the sesame seed bun that is just so old school, right? Because now we always see the potato rolls and the sourdough bread and all that. It's just an old school burger that you can only find in the Houston area, and it is so, so good.
You know, I actually have not been there. A lot of people have been mentioning that to me in social media comments when we're talking about Trill Burgers recently. Of course, you know, I could say Trill Burgers would be you can only find in H-Town. But in the interest of being a little more impartial here, you know, one that comes to mind for me is Stanton City Bites. That's been around, I think, since the early 60s. And to me, that is just a quintessential Houston classic. I love that spot. I even order it off of Uber Eats a bunch. Or DoorDash, one of the two, I can't remember. But that's one of my favorites. And I'm going to throw in another one here that is maybe a little bit off the radar. The original Ninfa's on Navigation, known obviously as the birthplace of fajitas and Tex-Mex, they have an amazing fajita burger. Have you tried that burger, Raheel?
Yeah, the blend is so good.
Yeah, it's actually made from the fajita meat, the outside skirt steak. The chef, Alex Padilla, he's got some amazing fine dining experience. So he really kind of chefs it up a little bit. But it's like you're getting these amazing fajitas, but blended in a burger. And it's perfect. It's one of my favorites.
I forgot about that one. That's a really good pick. Yeah. And like that smoky flavor from it as well. Oh, man, that hits the spot.
I'm getting pretty hungry, actually, now that we're talking about
right?
that.
Yeah. You know what? We need to get all the burgers here and just taste test them again, just to be safe that we're making the right choices. Okay. All right. Let's do most unique burger. This is a category that, you know what, we're simple guys, but every once in a while we want something different. Maybe we're stacking up a bunch of stuff and having some fun with it. What's your most unique burger?
This was a no-brainer for me and one of my favorites since I've been in Houston, Hubcap Grill. I know now they're in the airports at Hobby and IAH. They're also, I think, in Pearland and some other locations. But they have the Sticky Monkey Burger.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to look this up to make sure I was getting the ingredients right because I just remembered the peanut butter. But it's a fresh beef patty with crunchy peanut butter, bacon, American cheese, and grilled bananas. Ooh. And it's one of those things, like when I saw it on the menu for the first time, I was like, I got to try this thing. And then when I got it, it did not disappoint. I'm also a big fan of like an Elvis Presley sandwich, if you've ever had that with the peanut butter and the bananas. So this burger just really hits home for me. I wish they still had their location downtown, but that is definitely one of my favorite, like most unique burgers I've ever had.
Hubcap Grill, I think, gets overlooked so much. And they were one of the first to really bring in this new wave of gourmet / unique burgers, right? Like before that, it was just more of a simple burger. But then Hubcap came along and it was the perfect timing. It also started during the food truck revolution as well. And they just constantly just reinvent the menu and have changed the game in Houston.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Bernie's Burger Bus was another one kind of like that had some really interesting, unique stuff. And I remember their bus literally being at like all these bars, you know, back in the day. I'm very curious, though, to hear what you have for this category, because I'm sure it's something very interesting.
So I've got two here, okay? And I know it's kind of cheating, but my first one, I don't know if I can make the pick or not because it's not a burger, but it really is. But the chopped cheese at Burger Bodega is one of my favorites. It is such a balanced sandwich. And I know it's a New York thing, but because it's here in Houston now, I love ordering that over the burger. And that's kind of wrong to say, but I love that chopped cheese.
If you love it, I think it's not wrong, man.
And then the other one is a newer place out in the Sugarland area. It's called Q's Deli. And it's a fully halal deli that has sandwiches and burgers. But the owner made this thing called the Q-Stack. All right, check this out. Two beef patties, bacon, American cheese, Q sauce, which is your, you know, traditional Thousand Island mix and blend, grilled onions, jalapenos served on this delicious jalapeno cheddar bun, which is unique. Like, I haven't had that bun anywhere else. It is a gigantic burger. It can feed two people easily. But man, it hits the spot. It is so unique because I haven't seen this on other menus yet.
I'm going to have to give that one a try, man. That sounds really interesting. I was excited to come on this with you because I knew I'd probably get some good food recommendations for myself here. I've been kind of joking with my staff and my PR firm, Skirfield Group, that I got to go on a break from burgers right now because waistline is getting affected a little bit. But I would say when you were talking about your unique burgers that you love, that also got me thinking about another one that is a big time favorite of mine. And I literally am, I feel kind of cheesy saying this, but I'm almost getting goosebumps talking about this because I'm so excited, is the Butter Burgers at Riel in Montrose. Yeah. I mean, it might be it's one of my favorite burgers, period, hands down, ever. And if you haven't been to Riel in Montrose on Fairview, Chef Ryan LaShane, can I say badass?
Is that okay? He's a badass. Yeah.
Okay. He is a badass chef, and he worked at Reef and Underbelly. And it's a great restaurant, but he has these little butter burgers. And I mean, they're like almost little sliders, and they're called butter burgers because they are just doused in butter, the way they cook them on the flat top grill, all that kind of stuff. Onions and the little patties, and you get two or three of them with an order. I could literally go there and get like two or three orders of that and be fully content for the next 24 hours.
I would just pull up and order those and eat them in the parking lot. I wouldn't even go. I would just like need time to myself. That's how much I love those when they would have them.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go stop in and get some of those now that we're talking about this.
And the best part is Chef LaShane will call you a scumbag as well, which is nice.
He will. He'll call you a scumbag. I don't drink alcohol, but like he'll come up to the table and I used to drink alcohol. He'll come up to the table with you and throw down a bottle of old granddad whiskey and take some shots with you while he's calling you a scumbag, while he's giving you amazing food. You know, it's kind of the best of all worlds. So.
All right, we have one category left, and this is the big one. Your best overall burger in the city of Houston, and you are allowed to pick Trill Burgers. I don't care, okay? You can pick Trill Burgers if you want. Your best overall burger.
I'm going to have to be a company man and go with Trill Burgers on this. I mean, it did win Best Burger in America on Good Morning America, but I wasn't as familiar well-versed with Smash Burgers before getting into Trill Burgers, and have had a lot of them since then. But I really do love the thin, crispy patties, you know, the flavor that you get in every bite with it. It's a simple burger. You like, there's no ketchup. There's no lettuce. There's not a lot of fuss. We have caramelized onions, pickles, Trill sauce, and the bun, the potato roll bun. But so it's kind of a cop-out answer, I guess, but I will say Trill Burgers. But I do want to mention a few others that I really love that would be in my top five, top 10, if you will. Lankford Grocery is one of my standbys. And I went there a couple times during COVID, and it's just like great to be sitting outside and having burgers there. Old school spot in the Montrose Midtown area. That's definitely a place you'll go and you'll wait a little while. And it's been there for a while and they're operating at their own pace. But that's one of my favorites. My friend Michael Schwab, who is very big on Astros Twitter, introduced me to Sam's Deli Diner out in the Memorial area. Have you been there, Raheel?
No, I haven't.
He was adamant, best burger in Houston. Okay. And I went there, and I got to say, it did not disappoint. You know, it's one of those places that has been around for a long time, old school. It's got like their diehard, supporters. Another one, Bubba's Texas Burger Shack.
Yeah.
Under the freeway on the West Park Tollway. Yep. Is a favorite. And I'm listing off a couple more here. Nancy's Hustle over in Edo has an amazing burger. I'm pretty sure they put it on like an English muffin.
English muffin.
It's so good. And a couple others that I've actually had the chance to work with. Jack's Grill in Houston since the early 1990s. They got the Mesquite Grill, where everything comes off that wood-fired grill. And to me, it's just another classic.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a newer thing would be Boss Cat Kitchen and Libations. It's a whiskey bar and restaurant. Man, they have an amazing burger. They do it their chef's way. Big patty, big bun, big everything. And I just tried a new burger at the Lim Bar, Chef David Cordua's restaurant over at the Ion. And it's kind of their take on a smash burger with bacon, with some caramelized onions. But that one, I highly recommend that one. I will go eat that with you anytime, Raheel, because I need to go back for a second round of that.
I love it. I love it. Those are some really good choices for best overall burger. I'm going to throw mine into the mix here. And this is at a barbecue restaurant. Damaris Barbecue has the Hoffee Burger. That's my go-to. Like, if I just want to hit the spot, I'm like, yo, I want a Hoffee Burger. It's a half-pound patty. You got a big onion ring on top. I go no bacon because I don't mess with the swine, but you can get bacon on it, of course. They have their new barbecue sauce, and they've got the sharpest cheddar that is perfectly melted on this sweet sourdough roll. And man, it is so good. When you go in there, you can taste the smokiness of the burger. You're in a really cool area with Damaris Barbecue. That burger to me is the best overall burger, and that's my consistent number one.
Man, I have never tried that, and that sounds... That sounds like something I need to go in and do immediately.
Yeah. Named after the writer for Culture Map, Ken Hoffman.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah. Is there a Raheel Burger anywhere?
No, not yet. For some reason, nobody's named a Raheel Burger yet. So we need to fix that somewhere.
Okay. Well, maybe we can assist with that somewhere or another. You know, one of the things, as I was talking to you about, like the 100 burgers I just listed off to you, it's hard, you know, it's hard to choose one because I think there's so many great burgers in Houston. Like, we didn't talk about Burger Chan, which is, I think, an amazing burger. And that's actually who Trill Burgers competed against on Good Morning America last year. And man, their burgers are top notch. Lucille's in the Museum District has a great burger too. I'm just thinking, man, there are a lot of great burgers out there. Yeah. I don't really look at it as, you know, competition among these places. I just think everyone's got something a little bit different.
Yep.
You know, whether you're in a different neighborhood or you have a different style of burger. And Houston's such a big city. There's just so many, I think, great options that, you know, appeal to so many different people.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about Trill Burgers. And I saw this really interesting clip about how Trill Burgers came to be. And it's not just some burger that Bun woke up one day and he's like, hey, man, this is what I make for my family, so I'm going to make it for everyone. there's actually a lot of restaurant research and actual taste bud research that plays into the Trill Burger, and that's why it's so successful. Tell me about that.
So the concept was launched as a pop-up in 2021, and here we are, 2023, is almost 2 years ago. And the idea for it actually came from our business partner, Andy Nguyen. He's based in Southern California, and he's a very prolific restaurateur out there developing fast casual concepts. He's developed 12 or 15 different concepts and scaled some of them to 30 plus locations. He was kind of pushing, hey, you know, not a lot of people are doing smash burgers or really pushing smash burgers in Houston. And he saw an opportunity with that. So the chefs that created the burger is actually two chefs who are classically trained Cordon Bleu graduates from Southern California. They did a lot of research in the Southern California area where smash burgers have been a huge trend for several years and beyond there. And they perfected this burger from everything from the seasoning that we use, which is really kind of one of the, you know, secret, you know, sauce items, if you will, and our actual secret sauce, the Trill sauce, everything from that to the way the burgers are smashed on the flat top grill, how long they're smashed, the technique that's used. There's a lot of thought that actually went into all that. So they had this idea. I reached out to Bun to ask if he'd be interested in talking about it because they were thinking about getting a celebrity involved. And Bun had a connection with these guys. And he was looking for a way to get involved in the food space. He was waiting for the right opportunity. It wasn't necessarily going to be burgers, but we did a taste test of these burgers. And he knew there was something there. Yeah. And there were some tweaks, some refinements that were made to it. Came back for a second taste test. And that was it. And I think, you know, we kicked around some other names like Bun B's Burgers, Buns Burgers, you know, all these things. With his name, which happens to be like built for burgers, but Trill Burgers was it, in the end, that was kind of the only name it could really be. And that's a little bit about how it was created.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on all the success. Love that the brick and mortar is now open and everyone can go check them out. Nick, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your guide to Houston's best burgers.
Thank you, man. I can feel my cholesterol going up as we're talking about this already even more, but you know, burgers are, I think, one of the greatest staples of American cuisine. So I really appreciate you having me on. And I just want to say, you know, we're so excited that Trill Burgers is open. The outpouring from the city is just incredible. And it's incredible to see how many people are wanting to support Bun B in this endeavor in his career. I think he's really put a lot in to support so many other people. And it's great to see it coming back to him now.
Well, it's well deserved. And I can't wait to see all the success, man.
Thanks, brother.
That was Nick Scherfield. He's the co-founder of Trill Burgers and the founder of the Scherfield Group PR firm. You can learn more about him with the link in our show notes. Hey, you made it this far into the episode, so you obviously like the show, right? Can you help us out by growing the show by sharing this episode with two of your friends? It can be any two friends, but I say share it with that foodie friend who loves to eat around H-Town. They're gonna love it. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
A little sidebar here, but I walked into Trill Burgers the other day. And one of the cashiers actually told me, hey, man, you look like you've been eating good. And I looked down at my emerging, you know, kind of gut. And I was like, thanks, brother.
But that's good. That means you're doing your research. I listen to a bunch of other podcasts, right? Because I have to stay up on the latest. That's what I do. I just, you know, fortunately don't gain weight.
Yeah. Fortunately, listening to podcasts doesn't affect your cholesterol levels, you know, and your general health.